all the success of the military's aerial drone program in hunting down terrorists, it appears the government may be wasting billions of dollars on the program. And joining us live to tell us more about it is John Solomon. He's the president and executive editor of the Washington Guardian. John, good morning. It's great to be talking with you again. John's got a long history of great journalism in our area. And tell us, before we talk specifically about the drone problem and some of the concerns about it, let everybody know what Washington Guardian is.
Sure thing. It's good to be with you. So, for years, news organizations had all these great investigative reporters and were able to spend the time and the attention to go get the type of stories that daily news can't cover. And so with the budget cutbacks, I became concerned that there wasn't enough of that going on anymore in our market or around the country. And so we started a news organization that just focuses on political accountability, looking at waste, fraud, and abuse, what our politicians are saying, are they really doing what they're saying? And that became the genesis of what we now call the Washington Guardian.
It's unbiased and nonpartisan.
Absolutely. Down the middle, we're going to be equal opportunists.
Now, what you've found with the drone program is really startling, John.
It really is. I think we might need to get a couple coupon clipping bargain choppers out there at the Pentagon. Billions of dollars being wasted doing the same thing. And so the Air Force creates one drone, the Army creates one drone, the Navy creates one drone. They basically create the same thing, but they all spend billions doing the almost exactly the same thing. And so in this era when we're talking about a fiscal cliff, we're going to have to tighten our belt real soon. I think auditors found a really good place where we could save some billions of dollars.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I understand that each branch of the military here may have its own objectives, but it's got to be somebody's role at the Pentagon to make sure that they're not duplicating.
That's exactly right. In fact, that's what the GAO and the Pentagon's own auditors are saying. Listen, this drone program is unbelievably successful. It's the star of modern warfare. But we got to find a way to do things a little more efficiently, work together a little more closely so we can save what we're talking about is billions of dollars. And one great example, the Air Force and the Navy each developed the same, the Army and the Air Force developed the same sort of sensors to sweep the ground looking for electronic communications. They're identical, yet they spent $1.2 billion each trying to build the same technology. And I think that's the sort of efficiency that these auditors are begging for in this time of tough finances.
Doesn't the Defense Department have some type of agency or a group that encourages cooperation among the branches?
There's a great line in one of these audit reports that said, there's an agency that watches for this and it encourages it, but it has no ability or authority to impose it. And so this is why the system got so out of control.
Now, one of the things you're going to be doing with Washington Guardian is awarding a golden hammer.
That's right. We all remember that famous $600 Pentagon hammer many years ago. And when I first started my career a quarter century ago, the very first story I wrote as a professional was a story about the Golden Fleece, an award that Senator Bill Proxmire used to give out every week for an example of waste, fraud, and abuse in government. We're reviving that. We're calling it the old Golden Hammer. And each week we'll pick an example of waste, fraud, and abuse that's been overlooked by the media but may help taxpayers save a few dollars.
Well, that's terrific. Hey, good luck with the project at the Washington Guardian, and it's great to have you back talking. We'll hopefully be in touch on a regular basis, John.
Sounds great, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. John Solomon, president and executive editor of the Washington Guardian.